The National Congress of American Indians has joined the Department of the Interior, the Partnership for a Drug-Free America, and other organizations in combating meth. $300,000 in federal funding is being allocated for radio, TV, and print ads across tribal communities. Carol Lankford represents the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes of Montana. At a press conference in Washington, D.C., Lankford said the drug has ripped apart families in her community.
In 2005, the tribes handed over 480 children to Child Protective Services. Over 70% of the abuse and neglect issues involved drug and alcohol. In the past 4 years, Tribal Social Services placed 335 meth-affected children in our tribal foster care system.
Tribal leaders say reservations are often isolated and suffer from inadequate law enforcement, which makes them prime targets for meth dealers. Tight funds for health services can also impede treatment and recovery. Elmer Emery, a former tribal chairman for the St. Croix Band of Chippewa, says meth wrecked his life until a friend stepped in to help him break the habit.
I hit rock bottom. It took my soul. It took everything that I had in me. And someone reached out and wanted to help me. He stood by me even though I didn't want to be helped. And thank God for people like that, that I'm here today.
A 2005 Health and Human Services Department report says nearly 2% of Native Americans have used meth, about twice the percentage of whites and other groups. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.